This is the story of the one. Who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett. It's up.
Welcome inside an all-new edition of Talk of Champions. We're, of course, or I am at least, Zach's not, but we'll call it anyway. The Riverland Roofing Studios. You see the little house up top for all your roofing needs. It's Riverland Roofing. 662-644-4297. Visit them online at riverlandroofing.com. Zach Berry, who's with me at Zach_Berry on Twitter. I'm at Spirit Ben on Twitter, X, whatever you call it, whatever you associate it with. We both write for the Ole Miss Spirit. OleMissSpirit.com, affiliate of On3. You can find all of our stuff. We have not stopped talking about Ole Miss Georgia at all angles, be it the historic nature of the win, to Zach, of course, the recruiting expert for us at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com. He's here to talk recruiting because that's what we do as well. And then we've been talking all about the incredible visitors that were in for Georgia, where Ole Miss stands with certain guys. And I thought, you know what? On the message board, I mean. And I said, you know what? You're right, folks. We got to bring Zach on. We got to get on here. Even Zach said, man, people are fainting for it. We got to get this going, Benjamin. So here we are to talk some Ole Miss football recruiting. Before we do, both Zach and I were in town for Ole Miss Georgia, which is a rare occurrence because Zach and I both, neither of us live in Oxford anymore. I live much closer. I am essentially living in the South Haven of Oxford, which is, you know, South Haven to Memphis, New Albany to Oxford, same difference. Zach, he had to make a full-on trip. Tell me about your weekend, man. How was it for you specifically? Because I know you had bad service. You couldn't do exactly what you wanted to in the stadium, but, man, being in that stadium was historic.
Yeah, I mean, I was telling people I wasn't at 2014 Alabama, but I imagine probably a lot what it was like. But, and I had several people tell me this was better.
It was.
Easily the best live sporting event environment I've ever been in. It is now surpassed 2021 Tennessee Ole Miss. It's the loudest I've ever heard Vaught Hemingway in my 36 years. It was consistently loud. I mean, just I was telling everybody after the game, I don't think I saw a single person sitting down around me. Everybody was engaged the entire game. And also, I was talking to a friend of the program and a good buddy, former Ole Miss offensive lineman, Ben Still. And he had said it before the game. And I was like, man, you know, you're just built different. You played college football. But he was right. A little bit of rain, it kind of made it cool. Mm. Like everybody's out in the elements together. Dude, not a single person left. I mean, I thought the 2:30 kick was perfect for that because I thought if it was a night game, that would give people more time to contemplate leaving. But, yeah, I mean, just an incredible atmosphere. That's the most loaded sideline and pregame I've ever seen as far as prospects go. Pretty much everybody made it. A.K. Deer didn't make it. I think that should tell everybody all you need to know. But yeah, Caleb Cunningham, Deuce Knight, you had 11 or 12 commits that were there. Got to see Squirrel Clardy, Shekhi Mills Knight, Hayden Bradley, Bryson Walters. It seemed like it was a good mix of current commits and, you know, and I talked to Squirrel and Shekhi and they were, you know, pointing over to Deuce and Caleb. And I was like, I know they're here. And, you know, they're fired up and they were confident. You know, Jared Smith making it over was big. The big Auburn commit edge from Thompson in Alabama. And then a ton of 26 guys. Preston Ashley's a big one. in-state guy from Brandon, Ole Miss legacy. He was in town. Andrew Maddox, his whole family was there. His brother Andre and his dad Anthony, they were all there. They were excited. It was literally a who's who, man. And then in the fourth quarter, I go down on the field, and you know I'm standing there talking to my buddy Cody Core, and then you've got Mike Hilton, you got Dante Moncrief, DK Metcalf, Cam Ordway was there. I mean, which by the way, brief sidebar, shout out to Javon Patterson. The guy is unreal at his job. That's one thing I was telling people. None of those guys played for Lane Kiffin, and they're all back, and they were dialed in. I think that's important. I mean, they don't owe anything to Lane Kiffin. I mean, I think the only person that they really know on staff is probably Tom Luke, and you know everybody loves Tom. He's the man. But yeah, I think that's important. That's cool that guys that didn't even play for Lane are dialed in and they're all in on this team, on this program. It was I thought the rain made it even better. It wasn't that bad, but I don't know if you could draw up a better atmosphere. You could write a better script. I mean, start to finish outside of the first drive. Ben, I haven't seen anybody dominate Georgia like that in a long time.
Yeah. And they absolutely dominated Georgia. It was the reverse of 2003 Ole Miss LSU, where Travis Johnson intercepts Matty Mock and goes in for the touchdown. And Ole Miss thinks, oh, here it is. The day has finally arrived that they break through that glass ceiling, that they take that step up onto the national stage forever. And it turned out you had to wait 21 more years for it. And it was the reverse because Jackson throws the interception. But after that score, it was a dominant, dominant day. You got a recruit named Squirrel. You got to see another Squirrel, nicknamed Squirrel. You got to see another Squirrel chasing or running on the field again. I mean, I feel like at this point, the Squirrels, the Grove Squirrels are becoming the mascot. It makes some sense. That's 2 weeks in a row now where you've had a squirrel let loose involved in Hemingway Stadium, and Ole Miss fans are having a ball with that at this point. But, yeah, man, everything from the former players to the atmosphere, and I agree, man. I think Ben's absolutely on. Ben Steele's absolutely on. That little bit of rain cooled it down, and everybody was prepared for it. So it was like no one was going, oh, crap, I wish this rain would go away. They made it the best Ole Miss day. And it's like they were giving thanks in the rain. You know, you need a little rain, like Morgan Wallen talk about. You know what I mean? And they got a little rain and got a big win over Georgia to show for it. 28-10, Ole Miss is 8-2 overall. They are now 4-2 in the SEC. Georgia fell to 7-2, 5-2. This week, Ole Miss is off. That's what makes today a perfect opportunity to do a heat check or a temperature check, as the one and only 22 pitched to us on our message board on the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, with a list of names from our buddy Darby Dimes, also Darby_Dimes on the Spirit, omspirit.com. And if you want to be one of those that gives us an idea for a pod or gets your answers or get your questions answered, come join us at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. You can join us for as low as $1 right now. And there is no better time to do it. You spoke of all of the visitors that were in town. I think the two that obviously were the headliners as far as the non-committed prospects were the in-state studs, Caleb Cunningham and Deuce Knight. Caleb, a wide receiver, five-star, number one in Mississippi. Deuce Knight right behind him at number two in Mississippi, also a five-star quarterback. He's committed to Auburn as Deuce. Caleb Cunningham is committed currently to Alabama. Where are things as of this Monday? Because I came onto the message board pretty quickly, and from everything I'm hearing, I'm not as well-sourced or not really particularly well-sourced at all on Deuce Knight. I'll leave that one completely to you. But as far as Caleb Cunningham, everything I'm getting right now is all positive momentum. And if signing day were today, he'd be an Ole Miss Rebel. Actually, I heard he privately committed over the weekend, but I don't do the whole private commit thing either. Put your name on it, stand on your business, or don't. He's committed to Alabama, but I think Caleb Cunningham's trending in the right direction. Tell me about those two specifically.
Yeah, and if you need any more validation, two of the best in the business. Well, I think they're the two best in the business. Steve Wiltfong and Chad Simmons both entered Flip Predictions. I joined them as well. on Sunday. If I'm being honest, Ben, I was trying to put it in at the stadium. And historically bad service in Oxford this weekend. I think Ole Miss is absolutely trending in the right direction for Caleb Cunningham. I talked to Josh Newberg on Sunday, did the Inside Scoop show with him. And I think the combination of his relationship with Lane Kiffin and how Ole Miss has not stopped recruiting him from the jump. And then I think the pride and being the next big thing from the state of Mississippi resonates with him. You know, DK Metcalf was in town. Dante Moncrief was in town. They were on the sideline, standing there. He saw them. You've got AJ Brown, obviously, in-state guy. I think that's important to him. When I talked to Caleb, you know, he was like, man, my brand is big here. Like, people know who I am. I mean, he was signing autographs in pregame. He was signing autographs, you know, at the Oklahoma game a couple weeks ago. I think that's important, especially in this era with NIL and, you know, building an actual brand. It's something that stands out to him. It's a big deal. People know his name. People are calling him out, you know, walking around the Grove, the Circle, the stadium. I mean, he's a big deal. So I think Ole Miss is absolutely trending in that direction to get it done. He still hasn't taken his official visit. He can still do that if he wants. So I think that Ole Miss is absolutely the favorite right now. I do think that Alabama is definitely going to have to be on the defense now. They're going to have to counter, but I think Ole Miss has done enough right now. And I feel pretty confident in my RPM flip pick for Cunningham to end up with Ole Miss.
Yeah. If we're doing a heat check today, he is certainly trending in a positive, hot direction for Ole Miss. Deuce Knight has been a long time, over two year recruiting target for Ole Miss. He's committed to two other schools while continuing to entertain Ole Miss and tease Ole Miss with a potential partnership. Auburn is the current committed school for him. They're struggling, obviously, as it comes into play, their struggles with Jared Smith as well. But Deuce specifically, this is one I don't know a lot about, I'll be honest. And I know enough of people around that recruitment. But this kid, he's done a good job of keeping his recruitment streamlined. So I'm going to just ask you, as someone who's been covering him on a day-to-day basis for 2 years, we've seen him come into town before. This is not new. We've seen him entertain Ole Miss while being committed to another school before. Yes, he stormed the field afterwards, but so did a Georgia football player with Ole Miss fans. Everybody kind of got swept up in the fun of that game. I don't want to read too much into that stuff. We've seen, for example, Willie Gay wear Ole Miss gloves before. I don't want to do those kind of tales. Tell me what it means as far as the trend lines and temperature check, that he was in town again, that Ole Miss did get that win. Is it a realistic shot, or is it more of the same with him? What's the temperature with him?
You know, Deuce is, at this point, he's a professional when it comes to, you know, not tipping his hand, keeping things close to the vest. You know, I talked to him in pregame, and Caleb was kind of messing with him, and Deuce just kind of giggles and doesn't really say much. But I think Ole Miss put a big dent in that commitment this weekend. I'm not ready to say that he's going to flip, but I do think, you know, I was telling people this after the game that were asking me, and then Steve Wiltfong, I watched it on Sunday. He actually said the same thing, where people were like, you know, would Austin Simmons' performance on that drive, which, by the way, I mean, ice.
Let me just say, it's a pat myself on the back, and we're not supposed to do this, but I said in the preseason over and over, if that kid gets into a game, he could do to Jaxson Dart what Tua did to Jalen Hurts. That's still in play. This is Jackson's team, but you're seeing it. You're seeing why Ole Miss is so high on him, because he does have real talent. So,
I somehow saw Austin through all the hysteria of the field storm.
And I, oh, nice. You know,
kind of looked at him, gave him a pound, and he kind of winked at me. So he's got the it factor for sure. But, yeah, so I was telling people, you know, I don't think that's going to negate any interest. If anything, Deuce is going to look at it as, you know, well, hell, I could come in and do that. Like Kiffin had no fear. They didn't put Austin Simmons in and have him hand it off three times a punt. No, they let him sling it. So I think that right there is a vote of confidence and something that shows recruits like, hey, it's next man up at Ole Miss. Like it doesn't matter if you're a COVID senior, if you're a redshirt freshman, or you're a true freshman. It doesn't matter. You're going to play if you can play. So I think that probably piqued his interest a little bit. Now, is the path to get on the field a little bit easier at Auburn? Sure. But, you know, we're talking about, you know, doing a temperature check. What's the temperature check on the program at Auburn right now? It's not good. And, you know, we've joked about it a lot. You know, Deuce Knight went to several games this year, and Auburn lost every one of them that he was at. And, you know, wins and losses don't necessarily matter to recruits a lot of the time. But you can't deny that atmosphere and how it was just completely insane and how it's going to completely flip momentum with several dudes. You know, I put in a couple RPM picks over the weekend. I think Ole Miss is heavily trending in the right direction with Dante Core, the Auburn cornerback commit from Florida. He was in town. He stayed through Sunday. And then we already talked about Cunningham. There's a couple more guys out there that I think Ole Miss is trending for, and Deuce is going to be, in my opinion, he'll do this the right way. He'll be mature about it. He told Auburn that he was going to Ole Miss before he did. He's been big on that the last couple of years. You know, he doesn't want to disrespect anyone. He doesn't want to act like he's showing anyone up. He wants to do everything above board. So at this point, I do think Ole Miss is very much in the mix, but with NIL, and I'm pretty sure Auburn's going to be is going to attempt to heavily invest in Deuce Knight to get him there. Because look, Hugh Freeze has struggled to get a quarterback to come to Auburn, and you know I think Auburn is viewing it as, you know, hey, Deuce might be the guy to get us out of this deep dark hole we're in right now, because they just don't have good quarterback play. I mean, honestly, if you look at games Auburn plays, I mean, the defense is fine. They're typically in games for most of the time. They have bad quarterback play. So yeah, maybe you look at it like that, where, hey, maybe he wants to go to Auburn because he knows he can compete right away to play in 2025. Or maybe looks at Ole Miss like, hey, this is the program on the rise. Probably, most likely, barring something crazy, going to make the college football playoff. And it looks like a program that can develop me. I mean, Austin Simmons came in and just the offense didn't even skip a beat. So mm-hmm. I think that's important. I think that matters. You know, it's one thing to, hey, I just want to go somewhere where I can play a lot, or, hey, I want to go somewhere where I can play and I can get developed to get ready for the NFL. Ole Miss definitely put in the work on Saturday into Saturday night, Sunday morning with Deuce Knight. It remains to be seen what's going to happen. Again, he has an official visit he can take. So we'll see as we get into the middle of the month and head into December what happens there. Maybe this is something where, I mean, the wave of momentum is just too strong for Auburn to combat. I'm not ready to say that yet. But yeah, I mean, there's no denying that Ole Miss absolutely gave Deuce Knight something to think about.
If there's three tiers to this temperature check, it'd be hot, simmering, and cold. If AK Deer is cold, he didn't show up, and Caleb Cunningham is hot. I think it's fair to say Deuce is simmering, but there are so many other considerations and factors here. But I really want to give or talk about one point in particular. I think it was a good one that you brought up. That next man up, pro mindset mentality. Just because Austin Simmons is here does not mean that he is just crowned the next guy. He's just the number two to Jackson Dart on this team. Now, Austin Simmons looks like he is dripping with potential, but it's not like Alabama when they were Alabama. We're recruiting quarterbacks just saying, well, we'll get you after this class. You know, we'll get a quarterback after this class because this guy's next in line. You just get the best players you can possibly get. And Austin Simmons is a good recruiting case for Ole Miss in its pursuit of Deuce Knight, because when Austin Simmons reclassified up two classes and signed with Ole Miss, he came into a quarterback room where Walker Howard was the assumed next in line. I mean, that's a former top 100 quarterback transfer, decorated transfer from LSU, and Austin Simmons beat him out. So as in the case of Deuce Knight and his individual decision, I don't think that he's going to really concern himself about who might be the guy or who could be the future, when the future right now is Jackson Dart and will continue to be, as Lane Kiffin showed, bringing him back in because that is his guy. But Austin sure enough looks like the future, but it's not like Deuce Knight is thinking that way. He's just thinking, oh, that's a clear path as well. I got to go face Austin Simmons, whatever it might be. That will be an open competition, just like it was an open competition for Jackson Dart in year two with Spencer Sanders and Walker Howard, and he won. Austin Simmons competing with Walker Howard and becoming the number two, the presumed next in line. That doesn't necessarily impact, though, Deuce Knight, a five-star prospect quarterback who's thinking, you don't have a three-year starter. I can come in then and compete. Look what this kid just did, just getting his run. They don't mind throwing you into the fire. That's a really good point. So we'll call it simmering there. Before we jump to a couple other prospects, they'll go down this list from Darby_Dimes. He threw out these names for us on the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, affiliate of Ole Miss 3. Sign up today for $1. We want you to do this too, man. We'll talk about whatever y'all want to talk about. Tell you what we think, what we know, as we know it. We just promise you one thing. We're trying to be honest. That's it. We can't promise you nothing else. We're just trying to be honest about what we think here. Two things before we move on to other temperature checks with prospects specifically. Who do you think the land shark tweet from Pete Golding indicating every single time a commitment was for? I heard that night, Preston Ashley, the 2026 four-star player. Yeah. Do you have an idea there?
It could be Preston. Steve Wilfong put a RPM pick in for him as well. And Preston's one that I've had a close eye on for a long time. His recruitment has started to become a national one, and he's open to everybody. But I do think this could be one of those where the legacy thing truly matters to him. His dad played at Ole Miss. His uncle played at Ole Miss. He's been to several games, and you know, he told Steve Wilfong that on Saturday, just about how cool it was, and how, you know, he's been going to Ole Miss games his whole life, and this one was different. He said the experience was different being there as a recruit. And you know, you saw that a couple weeks ago with Deuce Gerald's, Davern Gerald's son, where he, you know, he grew up going to watch his dad when he was little. And then he said, you know, as a recruit, it was a different feeling. And, you know, obviously not a bad thing that's different, like in a good way. Like you're older, you're looking at it as your future and not just there to watch your dad or your uncle. It could be Preston Ashley. I initially thought that it was Dante Core, which Dante, I talked to him. I think it was Thursday night. We spoke and he said that he was coming. And he was a guy that was, he took an OV in the summer before committing to Auburn and really liked it. Vibed well with Brian Brown, Pete Golding, Kelvin Bolden. And I think now looking at it, coming back for this game where, I mean, it just hit every note, checked every box with not only the win, but just, you know, the environment, the atmosphere, seeing all these other guys there. I mean, look, high profile guys, highly rated dudes want to play with other highly rated dudes. And I think that resonates where it's like, oh, like I'm not the only one here. Like, you know, there's a four-star, there's a five-star, there's a four-star commit, there's a four-star commit. Oh, there's a 2026 guy that's number 10 nationally. I mean, that kind of stuff helps you when not only is the game going like it did, but hey, look, and that's another thing, man. Kudos to Kelvin Bolden, Alex Brown, Alex Collins. I mean, that whole crew, that whole recruiting staff, to get guys to come to the game, even though the weather was not great. That was another thing I kind of thought of Saturday morning was, all right, like, let's see how many guys actually show up because it could potentially be bad weather. But yeah, I mean, you could see the recruiting section, you know, down there by the tunnel, not a single one left. I mean, they were all standing up, just completely into the game from start to finish. And I think that is really, really, really important.
So do you think it was Preston Ashley that Golding was referencing, like I'd heard, or did you hear anything else, somebody else?
I think it's either Preston Ashley or Dante Core. Could be Ashley, just because of the timing of the Shark tweet coinciding with Steve Wiltfong's RPM pick. And look, if you've done this long enough, if you paid attention long enough, if you are a sicko for recruiting, you know Steve doesn't really miss much. And if he's going to put it in, he feels pretty confident about it. So, yeah, I mean, that would be big for Ole Miss to get the first 2026 commit, for it to be a guy like Preston Ashley, who I think truly has an opportunity to end up being a legitimate top 30 prospect. Right now in the updated 2026 on 300, he's number 69. He could easily rise. I mean, he's a top 10 player at his position. And top 10 player at your position is nice. Top 5 player in the state. I think.
No, what number overall was he?
I know.
Sorry, you said Steve Wiltfong puts it in, he's confident, and then you said number 69. It's Monday. It's Celebration Monday. Sorry, I derailed you. Keep going.
But, yeah, I think that if it is Preston Ashley, I mean, that's a hell of a way to kick off the 2026 class. And especially because it's an in-state guy, the 2026 in-state class in Mississippi is absolutely loaded. So I think that's something that, you know, in twofold where, yeah, it's a blue chip guy, first commit, but then, I mean, you look at the top players that are juniors in the state, you've got Tristan Keys, Nolan Wilson, Preston Ashley's up there. You've got Xavier McDonald was in town, the wide receiver from Morton, TJ White, Emmanuel Tucker from New Albany in your neighborhood. I mean, it's a loaded, I mean, there's 14 4-stars in this class. So I think, whether it's Preston Ashley or Dante Core, you know, 2026 guy committing or a flip from an SEC, you know, opponent, an SEC rival, either one is cause for celebration, because they're both really good players and at positions of need too, because Ole Miss is going to have to replace quite a few talented players and veterans in that secondary in the next couple of years.
Emmanuel Tucker, Ole Miss, please make that happen. Okay. They're already on him. He's playing tackle right now because State said that's where his future is. I've been thinking, or I've been hearing, that he was an edge for the next level, but right now playing offensive line. But listen, in New Albany, Mississippi, you don't get many of these opportunities. So for my own, fun, writing some fun local stories from my peoples, Jay Kirkland was the last Ole Miss Rebel from New Albany. Ross Barkley was from New Albany. You know, Eli Anding is the greatest New Albany athlete ever, probably one of my top 5 favorite football players ever. Played quarterback at New Albany, then played fullback number 7 for your Ole Miss Rebels. Fullbacks don't even exist anymore. So thank you for bringing up Emmanuel Tucker on my podcast in my Riverland Roofing Studios in New Albany. Finally, a top-ranked prospect getting some love from the hometown. I love it. But we're not talking about Emmanuel today. We're talking about other prospects doing a temperature check. You almost took me down another rabbit hole there, Zachary. But the other question outside of the Shark was, Lane said in his post-game press conference, it was going to be a good 48 hours for Ole Miss in recruiting. What do you think he was specifically referencing? It obviously, I think Cunningham is a part of that, but you never know with how these recruitments go. A couple of days now to kind of detox. He's still committed to Alabama, all these kind of things. Who do you think Lane was specifically talking about? Because I think the first thing I know I did, Ole Miss fans associate with that comment specifically, is Caleb Cunningham, the Shark tweet being a defensive player commitment. Maybe it's a Preston Ashley, whoever it might be. Who do you think, or who all do you think Lane was referencing with that specific comment?
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
This is Cali. With C Spire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. To out there, wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at C Spire, customer inspired.
Introducing the new and improved BNA Bank mobile app. From setting transaction alerts and tracking your spending habits to managing travel plans and turning off a lost or stolen debit card, you can take care of all of it in the new BNA mobile app. At BNA Bank, we know that life moves pretty fast, and we have the mobile technology to keep up with your life on the go. BNA Bank. Local. Invested. Modern banking.
Ole Miss fans, Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. And if you sign up today with promo code Talk of Champions, you can get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Trust me, I've played and pitched for them all, but Prize Picks stands above the rest. Honestly, I have no idea why I waited this long. Yes, I cover the Rebels, so I've focused my picks on the MLB playoffs, including home run cash-ins on Mookie Betts and others. It's a blast, easy, and secure. Make your picks in less than 60 minutes with Prize Picks, and when they hit, you can get your money as quickly as 15 minutes. Even better, Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. Think Justin Jefferson will get more than 83.5 yards this week? Yeah, me too. Win real money this football season with Prize Picks. Download the app today and use promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's Prize Picks and promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. Prize Picks, run your game. Spark something uncommon this holiday season with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, folks, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They scour the globe, does Uncommon Goods, for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Just a few of the favorite gifts I've found on Uncommon Goods include a do-it-yourself storybook kit for my niece. My daughter's got me the MLB Sunday Slugger Ceramic Ice Cream Bowl set. Love my Braves. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits from everyone from book lovers to diehard sports fans like us, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. It is the season of giving, after all. So get 15% off your next gift by going to uncommongoods.com/TOC for Talk of Champions. That's uncommongoods.com/TOC for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
The Caleb Cunningham flipping this early, I would be shocked. And that's not like to... Yeah. Put any cold water on the fire here. I just think, like Deuce Knight, Caleb is going to be professional about it. He's going to be respectful to the Alabama staff, and maybe he's already had those conversations. I don't know, but late Saturday, early Sunday, I received a lot of "stay tuned" text messages. Now, you know, people are excited. You know, visit bump is a real thing, but I mean, I had, you know, not only, you know, different sources, but like actual prospects saying that. So yeah, Kiffin, you know, I don't know if he was meaning the literal 48 hours or if he was just, you know, maybe, you know, in the figurative sense of, you know, hey, the next couple of days are going to be great. Ole Miss is obviously on a bye this week, so they'll be able to be on the road. They'll be able to do a lot more. They'll be able to focus a lot more on recruiting this week. You know, it's not a game week. You're not having to prep. I mean, they're going to prep for Florida, but they're also going to take time to recruit and try to capitalize on this momentum as I do think Ole Miss is probably about to, you know, really take, you know, this recruiting cycle by the throat here and really try to get after it and really capitalize, because I don't know if they're, you know, outside of 2014 Alabama, or maybe post Peach Bowl last year. I mean, the stock is the highest it's ever been. So I think that, and the opponent matters too. You know, Alabama back then was number one, number two. I can't remember what, you know, the polls were. It doesn't matter. I mean, that was a Nick Saban Alabama team that Ole Miss defeated. And then you do it again the next year. And then, you know, last year you win 11 games for the first time and you beat a top 10 Penn State team that's really good. They're really good this year. But this kind of win, looking at it at the recruiting angle, beating Georgia, the juggernaut of college football right now. I mean, I know, sure, lost Alabama this year in a crazy one, but still, I mean, if you want to be elite, that's the team you got to knock off. I mean, that's, you know, you got to be Luke Skywalker, and you got to make your way through and blow up the Death Star. And, you know, I'm not saying it's blown up completely, because look, Kirby Smart's still in that building. That staff is still in that building. They still got dudes all over the place. Georgia's going to be okay. But just not only winning, but just, again, I'm going to keep reiterating this because this is palpable. Just complete domination, Ben. Jackson Dart throws the pick. And look, I did a rewatch last night. It wasn't a bad decision. He just floated it. Daquan Wright was open. But, you know, his ankle was really hurting. Bad throw. Georgia has a short field and still had to get it on fourth down. I mean, Ole Miss made him work for it. After that, dude, Carson Beck wanted to crawl under that stadium. It's a one game thing here. And as the kids would say, Ben, Georgia didn't want that smoke on Saturday.
They did not.
I
got to give my guy Mincy, because I went and hung out with the Barstool crew. That was fun. And Mincy is like a unofficial mascot for Ole Miss. But I give him his flowers for this specifically. On this podcast last week, he called almost every single step of that game. He said, first of all, that 2.5 line is a rat line. They're trying to get everybody to bet on Georgia. I don't think Georgia can score 28 points. I think Ole Miss is going to score at least 30. They got to 28. On and on. But he mentioned how Ole Miss in that defensive line against this Georgia offense specifically was going to eat. Was going to eat, because they didn't have the same type of verticality or spacing that they had with Ladd McConkey and Brock Bowers. And they don't have that perimeter filled stretching wide receiver that you're used to seeing with them, especially in this dynastic era for Georgia. But it was even more dominant than that. Ole Miss looked like they were the team that had been on that trajectory of the most dominant program of the last 5 years. Ole Miss looked like the superior team is what I'm getting at. So, yeah, that's a really good point. All right, so let's run through these other names for our guy Darby. Right. He has
breaking news here as we're recording.
Let's go.
Zion Legree, athlete out of Pine Forest High School in Florida, has committed to Ole Miss. 2026 prospect, 3-star, Pensacola guy. I told you Squirrel was there. He's from Pensacola, so working him.
Two squirrels, a nickname Squirrel and another gross squirrel. Keep going. Breaking news on the podcast as we record. Let's go. Give me the full eval, first, too, before I interrupt you here.
Yeah, so first 2026 commit for Ole Miss is Zion Legree. I saw him on the sidelines. Big kid, 6'1", maybe close to 6'2", 190, 195. Offers from Florida, Auburn, Mississippi State, Georgia, Miami, Washington, Kentucky, Notre Dame. Pretty long offer sheet for an 87 3-star, 88 in the on 300. So good pickup for Ole Miss.
That's a 4-star once they get to his class, really. I mean, when you're a 3-star and a top 100 player, that means you're in that in-between valuation between a 4 and 5. Just wanted to clarify that for people.
So yeah, an 88 grade from Charles Power and Cody Belair is really close to a 4-star. But yeah, just continuing the trend, long athletic dudes in the secondary. So I think that, you know, he recently put Ole Miss in his top 8 in October. And I think this is a good get for Ole Miss. Versatile guy, plays both sides of the ball at Pine Forest. As a wide receiver last year, he had over 500 yards receiving, 5 touchdowns. But yeah, a really good versatile guy. Miami and Florida both wanted him. He's a Florida guy. Chooses Ole Miss. So there's your first domino from the weekend of you know, just that momentum and grabbing hold of it. So big one there as Ole Miss gets commitment number 1 from the weekend.
Let me ask you a question. Is Ole Miss recruiting him for offense or defense? Because that could explain the Pete Golding Sark.
Yeah, I would assume – well, I know what happens when you assume, Ben. But
yes, we do.
He plays both ways.
We can only be honest with what we think we know, so give it to me.
I'll double-check with Zion. I talked to him yesterday. I'll double-check to make sure. Because George McDonald is one of his recruiters, so he could be a wide receiver prospect. I will double-check with him, and hopefully he can get back to me and I'll let you know.
Well, if the wide receivers coach for Ole Miss is recruiting him as one of his primary recruiters, that should be all you really need to know as far as their current valuation. So still on Shark Watch, and Preston Ashley would then have to be the second commitment for Ole Miss in 2026 with some breaking news here on Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. He's Zach Berry at Zach_Berry. We both write for the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. The Philly Devon 3 will have full recruiting coverage from the commitments, the visits, all of that, all this week, the bye week at the Ole Miss Spirit. The party doesn't stop just because there's not a game on Saturday. We talk about this stuff all day, every day, and we want you there at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and the Philly Devon 3. Let's run through these other names here for Darby Dunst, because now Zach's got some work to do. He's got some hustling to do. Let's run through these names first. We've already touched on Deuce Knight. We've already touched on Caleb Cunningham. Winston Watkins, a wide receiver. What's the temperature check with him?
Still Ole Miss, still all Ole Miss. I've said it 100 times. I'll say it again. He already committed and decommitted twice. So originally committed to Texas A&M, decommitted, committed to Colorado, decommitted. I've talked to him. He's all Ole Miss. He loves Ole Miss. He loves Lane Kiffin. Basically the sales pitch to Winston is to be the next Elijah Moore. And he's been adamant. I'm going to take my time. I'm not going to rush anything. He's also wanting to focus on his senior season. He plays at Venice High School in Florida, and they're having a hell of a year. The only loss is, I believe, a 1-score loss to IMG, which it's still dumb, in my opinion, that IMG gets to play in a regular classification in Florida because it's an all-star team, but that's neither here nor there. But, yeah, he's wanting to win a state championship, and then he'll worry about his recruitment. But yeah, he wants to take his time, but yeah, I mean, the guy is always, you know, repping Ole Miss when he's at camps, you know, talking to, you know, other reporters. He always mentions Ole Miss. I think he's Ole Miss's to lose right now, and he's a hell of a player. He would be quite the replacement down the road for a guy like Jordan Watkins in the slot. That's, you know, hey, for all the people that were saying that Arkansas game was a fluke, you want to talk about
also, we mentioned, for those that want to wonder if there were game in the injury report or not, I told y'all Trey Harris, there's real concern with him and his groin. And again, he didn't play. He tried to play. He wanted to play. They got to keep that kid or try to get that kid as healthy as possible for a playoff push. Jordan Watkins has not practiced all year. Just like Lane forced the hand of the SEC to do something about fake injuries by being the most blatant injury faking team out there. I'm not saying he's doing that with a whole injury report, but he is doing a little bit with guys like a Jordan Watkins, who hasn't practiced all year, is quote doubtful if you really want to go by the letter of the law here, but that's because he's been dealing with myriad injuries all year. He was going to play. Trey, there is more concern there because the groin is serious. All I've heard is bad things. I think whatever you get from Trey the rest of the regular season should be considered a bonus. I do think that we could see Logan Diggs as early as next week. We'll see. Don't hold me to that. If I hear anything more, obviously we'll bring it up here on Talk of Champions. But, yeah, go ahead.
Zion hit me back. He's being recruited as a wide receiver.
There it is. Man, breaking news, dropping knowledge, dropping news. My man, Zach, he's the best. OMSpirit.com, Zach Warberry. Let's run through these other – I'm sorry. I interrupt you again.
Well, I was going to say, we said it on Hit That Line. Said it last week. We talked about Ladd McConkey last year just pulling the Ole Miss DB's pants down in that 35-point win. Jordan Watkins and Caden Lee made Georgia's secondary look stupid on Saturday.
Our guy, Caden Lee, Honeycomb Lee, hopefully going to start his Ole Miss Spirit podcast this week. Another one of those, called him as a breakout candidate. He's doing his thing, man. You're right. He looked like Ladd McConkey out there, how he was eating up and chewing up space. Tyler Miller, if Winston Watkins is simmering, not hot, simmering, right? Still simmering rather than hot. Let's go with Tyler Miller. Where's Ole Miss with him, the offensive lineman recruit?
I still think it's cold. Our guy, Shea Dixon, that does a hell of a job for On3 covering LSU.
Love that guy, man.
He's great. He does an awesome job. But he has a good relationship with Tyler's mom. And I've said it on the board plenty when people have asked. It's going to be tough because he's a big fan. His mother, well, Tyler, too, they're both big fans of Coach Baker, the offensive line coach at LSU. They've got a great plan for him. But, yeah, things can change. But as of right now, I would say cold. He's still pretty firmly committed to LSU. But, you know, things could absolutely change with the ebbs and flows of recruiting. Ole Miss is not going to stop recruiting him. You know, Kiffin went to see him during the last bye week. I wouldn't be surprised if he went to see him again this bye week. They're going to keep going after him. But, yeah, I'd still say it's cold. He likes LSU and likes what they have planned for him when he gets to Baton Rouge.
So Deuce Knight, the quarterback, five-star. We've got him simmering. Caleb Cunningham, five-star in-state wide receiver, number one in Mississippi. Hot. Winston Watkins, the wide receiver who's been back and forth, simmering. Tyler Miller, the offensive lineman, cold. Mario Nash is an interesting one, another offensive lineman. When he decommitted from Mississippi State, it was Ole Miss and Florida State. I'd heard Ole Miss, and then he committed to Florida State.
Well, I hate to cut you off again, but if you didn't see the news Sunday, Florida State's cleaning house. Alex Atkins, the offensive line coach at Florida State, is no longer on staff. Mario Nash put out a tweet, said that as of right now, he is still committed. But, you know, losing your position coach hurts.
That's killer in recruitment. Yeah, J.J. Pegues went to Auburn not just because of the uncertainty around Matt Luke, but because of his position coach.
Right. And Alex Atkins is one of the best in the business. Dude's an absolute star. Cody Belair said as much on Sunday when the news broke. He was like, that dude's phone's going to be blowing up. We'll see. We'll follow up on that. But that's something to keep, you know, put a pin in. Also something to note here. Hayes Fawcett made Zion Legree a graphic. Hayes doesn't make them just for anybody. So
no, he doesn't.
That's something to keep in mind. But, yeah, Mario Nash, I think simmering. He's listening a lot more to Ole Miss, you know, despite the Florida State commitment. I'd been told by several people earlier in the cycle that, you know, Ole Miss wasn't quite sure where he would fit. I don't know if Mario is keen on playing tackle or if he cares. I think he's an interior guy. I've talked to a couple coaches and scouts and people that do this for a living that he would probably be better in the interior. So maybe he's more receptive to something like that now, or maybe, and I don't know if Ole Miss is bringing that up, but maybe Ole Miss is like, hey, we just want to get you here and find you a spot. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe Florida State promised him, hey, you'll be a left tackle. I don't know, but I would say it's simmering right now with Mario Nash, especially with the Alex Atkins news that came out on Sunday.
Devin Harper, another offensive lineman, hot, simmering, or cold?
All right, I'm gonna take a shot in the dark here.
Uh-oh.
Because look, if you have any idea or you follow recruiting at all, a Louisiana kid getting an offer from LSU is pretty much as sure of a thing as you can get.
It's a wrap.
But I do think there is something brewing here. So I don't know what's between hot and simmering.
There's only three options. There's only three tiers, my friend.
You know, we're kind of at that point now, you know, where you're about to put the salt in the boiling water when you're making some spaghetti. Because you know you're supposed to wait until it's boiling to add the salt.
That's true. Otherwise, you deflavor it. I don't know. Mute it. I think that's what they say in foodie culture.
But yeah, Devin was in town. I mean, the guy was glowing when I talked to him. On Sunday, he was all about it, man.
He said, glowing.
I mean, you want to talk about a guy that was fired up. I mean, it sounded like he didn't get any sleep after the game. I think he might have stayed up all night. But, yeah, I think that was one of those where the win was pretty important. Because, look, he's committed to LSU. I mean, that's an SEC team. It's a Ole Miss rival. You know, that's a rivalry game, regardless of what anybody down in Baton Rouge says. So that's one to keep an eye on. Now, you know, LSU will obviously have a chance to do some damage control, but I was told Ole Miss likes where it's at with Devin Harper. So, yeah, I'd still say it's probably simmering. It was very cold, but now we're simmering.
Hey, that's an improvement. That's progress. I will say this. I have seen this movie before. I've been covering recruiting. I don't cover it like I used to. Cam Akers almost damn near retired me completely. But I used to cover this on a day-to-day basis like Zach does. And I've seen this movie a lot over 20 years with LSU commitments, in-state kids. I would say simmering because I've heard some similar things. That's why we're kind of chuckling at each other. But we both know the history here. If you made me guess, we're not doing that in this tip check, but if you made me guess, he signs with LSU. He had a great weekend. But I do think, like you said, progress made from cold to simmering. Jared Smith, the defensive end, hot, simmering, or cold? Tell me,
I think we're simmering, getting close to adding that salt. Loves Randall Joyner. And Jared might be one of the more quiet kids I've ever covered. And it's hilarious because he's just a monster, but like just a quiet dude. Doesn't do a lot of talking. Very, very modest. He doesn't do all the social media stuff, but can't, like, anytime I ever talk to Jared, he talks about Randall Joyner, talks about the room that he's built, talks about, he loves that Randall's a big family man. He's a girl dad. He brings his daughter everywhere. She's a big part of that room. He likes that part of it where it's same. Like.
Same for me. All girl dad. Yeah. Girl dad stand up.
Yeah, me too. But he likes that off the field stuff too, where it's like it's not just about ball with Randall Joyner. He's more about, you know, a complete person, you know, growing into a man, you know, teaching you how to be, so, you know, be an adult when football's over. But yeah, I mean, you can't deny what that game did to him as far as having an effect on his recruitment. I think it gave him a lot to think about. I hope to talk to Jared at some point today. But I know the people I talk to around the program and around that building, they're very excited about Jared being in town and seeing that, you know, right there in front of him. And I mean, you want to talk about a guy that plays defensive line. That's the game you want to watch right there, because my God, Georgia's offensive line, they're going to have nightmares about Prince Umamiel and Walter Nolan, Xavier Harris. Xavier Harris made a lot of money on Saturday.
Absolute monster. But money year J.I., Jared Ivey, is doing a thing too. Princely Monroe has multiple sacks in three straight games. He is peaking at the right time. You want to talk about is Ole Miss peaking at the right time? There's evidence everywhere. Guys like Princely, who you knew was coming in to start and to impact, now they're doing the thing. All right, so we're almost done here. The next is another defensive lineman, Xavier Harper. Hot, simmering, cold.
Xavier Hardy.
Sorry, Hardy.
Yeah. Hardy. JUCO guy.
Really, I messed up name today. So, and that's, you know, if you've been watching me anytime, that's the big improvement. So keep going.
Yeah. Rizzi from Georgia. Another guy that was on Randall Joyner's short list, coming out of high school in 2022, opted to go to JUCO, committed to Mississippi State. South Carolina is pushing hard for him, and Florida, Arkansas, pretty much most of the SEC is going after him. He's one of the top players in JUCO right now. Actually, On3 has him as the number one junior college player across the board nationally. Ole Miss is looking to add guys to this room. You have to imagine that Walter Nolan, Princey Mamiel, and Jared Ivey, J.J. Pegues, those guys are all gone after this season. So they're going to need to have an influx of talent to go along with Xavier Harris, Cam Franklin, Jam Brown, you know, that whole crew of underclassmen that are, you know, they're itching to get in there and make a name for themselves too. So I think Xavier Hardy is one I would say is probably simmering at this point, probably inching closer to hot with the uncertainty in Starkville. And by uncertainty, I mean, is Mississippi State going to win a conference game?
It doesn't look very good for our friends down in Mississippi State.
Yeah, it down bad with a capital D. But, yeah, I mean, it's hard. If you play defensive line, Ben, if you play linebacker at this point, look, I will go at anybody. Poo Paul and TJ Daugherty are the best 1-2 punch in college football right now at linebacker.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know how. They both impact the game at both levels. They get after the quarterback. They cover in space. They make tackles. I mean, Poo Paul, I think, what was it, like a week ago or something, he's played like 400 snaps. He's missed one tackle. So if you're wanting to be in that front seven, Ole Miss is a good place to be right now. And I think Xavier Hardy seeing that, again, it resonates. To be able to, you know, it's one thing for Randall Joyner to talk to you about it and to tell you how good he thinks his room is. But then when you're just terrorizing the Georgia offensive line and Carson Beck has nowhere to go and you're right there in the stands watching it, it matters. So, yeah, he's another guy that doesn't do a lot of talking. You know, he's that, you know, that JUCO guy that's he's all business. Like he's just trying to get out of scuba. So that's going to be one to watch because Ole Miss recruited him hard coming out of high school. So that will be a name to watch too.
And then the last two are two linebackers, Tyler Lockhart and Elijah Menendez. So are they hot, simmering, cold?
You know, Lockhart is interesting. I judge a lot of this stuff too with how willing these dudes are to talk, especially when they're committed somewhere else. So there are a lot of times when guys commit somewhere, they basically just put their phone on do not disturb and don't really say much. Tyler Lockhart's one that I think is it's an old school recruiting battle where he's from Winona and Mississippi State's going to do whatever it can to hold on to him. But again, I mean, I think Pete Golding is just, you know, it's kind of knocking on that proverbial door and saying, hey, man, you watch number 11 on Saturday. You watch number 6. You know, you see what number 4 is doing. I mean, Suntarian Perkins is leading the SEC in sacks right now. I mean, the dude is every bit of a 5-star-plus prospect. I mean, Charles Power and Cody Belair nailed that one. So Lockhart, I think, is more trending towards simmering than Elijah Melendez, but hey, again, things can certainly change. I mean, he's committed to Auburn. We all know what's going on the Plains right now. It's not great, but I think that, you know, he's another dude from Florida that has a great relationship with Kevin Smith. And I think that that's something that matters. You know, I mentioned an old school recruiting battle with Lockhart, bit of an old school battle there with Melendez where, you know, relationships can win out. In the end, where you feel more comfortable at a place where, hey, I know this guy's going to be here. I know this guy's going to be here. And, you know, Pete Golding is all in with Ole Miss. And, you know, that's his position coach. And I mean, Ole Miss has the best defense in the country right now. So if you're trying to decide between Auburn and Ole Miss and you play in the front seven, for some, it could be an easy decision. So, monitor, I would say cold for Melendez. I'd say cold for both, but Lockhart's more trending to simmering than Melendez.
Of all the simmering candidates, Deuce Knight, Winston Watkins, Xavien Harper, Jared Smith, Mario Nash, of the Simmering candidates, who is closest to hot? As we wrap up this recruiting edition of Champions.
Run through them one more time, because I've got multiple people.
That's okay.
Messaging me.
That's why you're here, my friend. Here we go. Deuce Knight, Winston Watkins, Mario Nash. Ugh, can't talk today. Can never talk really. See, look, I did it again. Xavien Harper, Jared Smith. I think that if I didn't say Jared Smith, Jared Smith, Devin Harper. Of all the Simmering candidates, as we close out here in the Riverland Roofing Studios, the little house up top, riverlandroofing.com for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297, the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, Fleet of 1-3. Sign up for a dollar and ask your recruiting or non-recruiting questions, and Zach or anyone else, I'll get whoever you want on the podcast to try to answer them for you. Of those Simmering candidates, Caleb Cunningham is hot. The only one listed amongst this group from Darby_Dimes on our message board. But Simmering was Deuce Knight, Winston Watkins, Mario Nash, Devin Harper, Xavien Hardy, Jared Smith. Who's closest to hot?
Well, first of all, I would say Winston Watkins is hot, so he's not included here.
Okay.
I would say it's kind of tough because there's three that I'm thinking of that are kind of all in the same.
You only get one pick, my friend.
Yeah. Let's go with, I'll shoot my shot. Let's go with Devin Harper.
Woo! Bucky.
Jared Smith is right there.
That was mine.
Yeah. Mario, I'm not there with Mario yet. We'll see what happens in the coming weeks with his position coach gone. But, yeah.
I like that. Deuce Knight, we've seen all of this before all year for 2 years. You know, we've talked about, it's getting hot and Ole Miss likes where it is, blah, 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 blah. But publicly, it's everything but Ole Miss. So I see what Ole Miss fans see, and I know they're excited. But I believe Deuce happens if and when it happens. Maybe that's the wrong approach, but we've been at this for 2 years now with this kid. You know what I mean? So I feel more confident saying Jared Smith is in a better place as far as a flip candidate, hot, whatever you want to say, than a Deuce Knight who's committed to Auburn as well. This has been Talk of Champions. He's Zach Berry. I'm Ben Garrett, at Spirit Ben, at Zach_Berry on Twitter. Come and hang out with us at the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, and affiliate of Own 3. We are going to come back. I think I'm supposed to be on your Twitch if we do a Twitch this week for the bye week. But my camera is officially coming in for the PS5. So
okay. Yeah, we could maybe do like a dry run to practice, because I didn't do one for the last bye week, and we can prep for Florida.
Yeah.
And we can make sure we got all our equipment dialed and then be ready.
I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll play with Ole Miss's second team and you play with Ole Miss's first team. That way when you beat the crap out of me, I'll have an excuse. Just know, so we can see the Austin Simmons era. You know, a little preview now bye week.
Some people might say Austin Simmons going up against an Ole Miss defense would be a fun matchup.
I'm saying. So maybe that's what we do in the bye week. But check out the Twitch. Check out all of our YouTube stuff, all of our podcasts. With Talk of Champions, just search it wherever you get your podcasts, in YouTube, all podcasting platforms like Apple Music and Spotify and Amazon Music. Talk of Champions and Zach's regular shows, the flagship. They're all there. Hit that line is a offshoot of the flagship. When you see the flagship, you know it's a Zach-led show. When you see Talk of Champions, you know it's me. But we typically come together, especially after big weekends like this weekend. Ole Miss beats Georgia 28-10, an historic day, both on the field and on the recruiting trail. We come together to talk about it. Thank you, my friend, for doing this. I'm sorry that I didn't see you in Oxford this weekend. We were supposed to hang out. We always do this, and then we get kind of caught up in our own things again.
That's how it always happens in Oxford, man. You have all these grand plans to see people, and then there's, 400,000 people in the town, and the cell towers are just basically, falling over and they don't work. So it happens. I'll see you at the Egg Bowl, though.
Yes, we will both be at the Egg Bowl. So if you're one of those that came and found me in the Grove and you thought, hey, Spirit Ben, do that for me and Zach when you see us hanging out at the Egg Bowl. And go, hey, Spirit Ben, and what do they call you, just Zach?
Yeah, I guess that's fine.
I love that they, I used to hate it. I love that they call me Spirit Bid now. I think it's awesome. So yeah, we'll see y'all for the Egg Bowl. We'll be back this week with shows. I'll have another Talk of Champions or two, a flagship or two from Zach as well. Those winners that they pick on Hit That Line, they got to come. Thank y'all for joining us here for Talk of Champions in the Riverland Roofing Studios. Go to the Ole Miss Spirit. Thank you, Zachary. I'll see you soon, buddy.
See you, bud.